It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right. Welcome to the Staying Young Show. Today's show is on colon cancer. Yeah, I know it's not a great topic as far as this note. There's no glamour to it or anything like that, but it's something we definitely need to talk about. And everybody, I don't care how old you are, a male, female, we need to have this discussion. So today, that's our whole focus. It's all about colon cancer. We want to prevent people from dying of colon cancer. So we're going to do the entire show on it. We're going to start off. I really want to talk to the doctors here, have them talk to you about the symptoms that you should be looking for. Now, keep in mind, not everybody that has cancer or precancer has symptoms, but let's go over some of the symptoms to look out for.
Well, certainly rectal bleeding. Now, a lot of times people say, well, I bled, but it's from my hemorrhoids.
Never good when blood is leaving a body orifice. Not
That's
good
true.
Sign.
Not good. I tell my patients this case I had early in my career. Patient had rectal bleeding. I examined the patient. Indeed, he had hemorrhoids. I could see them bleeding. But being young and out of my training, I was determined that this patient be scoped. In those days, we didn't have colonoscopy, so I had to do a sigmoidoscopy.
Ooh, and it was rigid, too.
It was rigid.
It's not like that anymore, folks. But
it was a steel pipe.
Oh!
And guess what? Patient had colon cancer also. In fact, the colon cancer, because of the pressure and backup of stool, caused the hemorrhoids to be swollen up. And he got cured, and I got Christmas cards from him forever. He did argue upside down and sideways. He didn't need the scope, but it saved his life.
Yeah, and it's not always bleeding. I mean, sometimes it's just a change in your bowel habits. I mean, maybe you're used to having this regular time you usually go, or you usually go after your coffee or what have you.
Usually June or July. That's another symptom.
That's another symptom. That's a big symptom. But seriously, I mean, the change. If you are, you know, suddenly having lots of constipation, or you're having loose stools, and things aren't quite right, or you're having a combination of those back and forth, that's a symptom.
Right. So changing bowel habits is always one that's on a review of systems. But, you know, which confuses things, because we talked about it with our show with Suzanne Summers, quote, leaky bowel. I mean, you know, she brought it up because so many people are having change in bowel habits that are related to nutritional things. So, you know, when we get those folks coming in, then the question is, do we need to look at their colon? And it's nice when they come in and say, nope, did my colonoscopy 6 months, 12 months ago. I'm up to date on that. Then we can lead right into, well, we can look at functional issues that may be causing those changes rather than some type of colon polyp or cancer.
Now, another symptom, and I have diagnosed so many colon cancers, so many lives saved, were people coming in fatigued. They're just tired. That's their only symptom. We check their blood, and they're anemic. Their red blood cell count is low, and we find out it's because of low iron. Well, the number one cause of low iron in adults is a slow bleed from their colon. So, therefore, they need a colonoscopy. They may have a cancer or polyps, but that's what's causing the bleeding. And so that's another symptom that needs to be looked at.
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is a scary statistic. You know, cancer is the second leading cancer death. So, you know, you look at colon cancer is the second leading cancer death. So it's a really big problem in the United States. It really is. A lot of it has to do with our diets. A lot of it has to do with just a lot of the things that we take in and things that we do and don't do that.
The irony is it's the most preventable.
I know.
You know, routine colon. I tell folks when they got pops, they say, yeah, great, you'll never die of colon cancer, because as long as you keep up on your colonoscopies, we'll snake those suckers out of there before they have a chance to turn into anything bad.
Yeah, 99% of all colon cancers are prevented with just a colonoscopy and if you need to remove those polyps. But here's the good news in that. Currently, 1 million colon cancer survivors in the U.S., so what does that tell us? They're actually the ones going out there, getting their colonoscopies, getting the stuff removed, and then they survive. 1 million of those people out there. That's crazy.
Well, we talked about, again, last night at Suzanne's, but event is that colon cancer is increasing in prevalence, not decreasing. So there's a question as to why that is, and we'll talk later about that.
Yeah, we definitely will. But it's a big problem. We want you to listen all hour because we're going to go through all of this. I mean, your questions that I know a lot of you may have.
Know your poop.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. It's true, though. Really?
Turn around and look in the toilet. There's some clues, and we'll talk about the clues.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, one of the most basic screenings for colon cancer is when you have a physical. The doctor does a rectal exam on a man or a woman, and there'll be a little bit of stool on the rubber gloves, and the doctor will check it for blood.
Digestive blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're so sick.
And then if that stool has blood in it that isn't obvious, there's no redness, it just sort of digested, that's another clue that you need to go with more advanced screening.
All right, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. So keeping with today's theme, we're going to talk about a study that came out of University of Texas and the MD Anderson Cancer Center. So this is kind of scary to think about. Here's the deal. In 15 years, we're going to see 1 in 10 colon cancers in people between the ages of 20 and 34. And why this is so significant is that generally, unless there are symptoms, these people are not getting colonoscopies because they're below that age where they're routinely screened. So, that's a big issue.
And of course, the reason for this has to be nutrition. It has to be. All the processed carbohydrates and other additives have to be the cause for this.
Yeah, and another thing we've talked about, the toxins that we're taking in. And we're taking in a lot of really bad toxins that we didn't have in the past. So we're seeing this much earlier than we've seen before. So, it's worrisome, but, there's hope. And we're going to talk about that hope. We're going to talk about all of the things that you can do to prevent colon cancer. It's not just a message for you. It's a message that you need to share with your loved ones and your friends. Don't be afraid to talk about this. I mean, that's why I loved Sharon Osbourne. She came out. She talked about it. She had colon cancer. She's really big on raising awareness. But hey, we got to go to a break. Be sure that you visit our Facebook page. Go on Facebook for Stay Young Media Group. You can find us there. And then you can always download our podcast on iTunes.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, we're back. We're talking about colon cancer today. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. We need to talk about it. Yes, it's not glamorous, but who cares? We got to talk about it. This is really important. It's important to you. It's important to your spouse, your loved ones, and your friends. So we definitely need to be discussing it. We're going to go through lots of great information. You might want to grab a pen because we're going to give you a lot of stuff you might want to write down.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Immortal Minute. Well, the Immortal Minute today is we're talking about cell senescence, which means the aging of cells, and stem cells and telomeres. So a study that was done in the Journal of Clinical Immunology and Cell Biology looked at cells procreating through stem cells. And so we know we make new cells. Obviously, we have new blood cells, new skin cells that pop up. And these are arising from stem cells that are differentiated for those tissues. And then, you know, how fast they go basically burns out our stem cells, and then they age and die. And so certain things like resveratrol can slow that process down and keep the telomeres healthy. There's also tissue growth factors and things like that. So what they're looking at is you know, you have new cells coming up, but you want to slow how fast you make those new cells, because at some point there's a limited number of those cells. And all the research now is going into how do we slow that process down and keep healthy cells out there and slow the breakdown of cells so that they last longer.
Well, and that's exactly why we do this show, because we want to tell people how they can live healthier, live longer, and live with a good quality life. So today we're talking about colon cancer. And the reason we're discussing colon cancer is because it's the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, and it is 99% preventable. So it's all a matter of timing. So I thought we'd kind of go through the different stages and go through some of the percentages, because 40, I'll start here, 40% of colon cancers are found in this particular stage, and that is that they're found locally. So they're locally in the colon or the rectum, and these people survive more than 5 years. So this is a good thing.
And I'll just add, prior to this cancer developing, a lot of people have polyps, certain types of polyps that are going to turn into cancer. So a lot of times you get a colonoscopy and remove those polyps before it turns into cancer.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, the example I give to patients is when we do a mammogram or a PSA to screen for prostate cancer, by the time those tests are abnormal, you have the disease. You have cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you do a colon examination, oftentimes you're going up there and finding the polyps, as Dr. Gammon referenced, precancerous. They have not turned into cancer. So you're actually aborting or preventing the diagnosis of cancer versus the others are looking to try to have early diagnosis of the cancer. This is actually preventing the progression onto cancer. And that's why, as a screening test, colon exams and colonoscopies are much more effective at lowering the incidence of colon cancer than these other screening tests like mammogram and PSAs are. They don't prevent those cancers. They just get early detection. And so it's the best one out there statistically for preventing cancer, yet it's the hardest one to get people to do for obvious reasons. It requires a prep, a little effort. They got to go to a procedure room. It's not just, it's not a simple walk in, walk out. But
yeah, but we're going to walk you through. Stay tuned, because coming up, we're actually going to walk you through step by step what happens in an optical. That's the kind where the gastroenterologist puts you kind of twilighted.
And then also the
virtual. And we have a video we can put up on, it's on our website. We can put it up on Facebook as well. So you can kind of see on the virtual. But we're going to walk you step by step to take that mystery out of it. So stay tuned for that. So getting back to the stages of cancer, once cancer is diagnosed at a regional stage, and what that means is it's kind of spread to the tissues around it. That means that the 5-year survival rate has dropped down to 70%. 30% of the people are not going to make it if it's spread that far. So, and then it's funny because 36% are found at this stage. So at the first stage, we have 40% found where it's really just at that local, and that's when we want to catch it. But then when we get into this stage where it's spread, about 36% of cancers are found in this particular stage. So we're kind of going through these stages, and you really can see like all of these stages. Like if only in this second stage where we talked about, the regional stage, if only they would have gotten their colonoscopy in the first stage, they would have increased their chances for living longer dramatically.
And I'll add, by the time cancer is at a regional stage, patients have had symptoms. They have felt bad, and they've ignored it. They've simply ignored it. You can't ignore these symptoms that you get. Abdominal discomfort, change in bowel habits, blood in your stool. You can't ignore it. So if you don't ignore it, you improve your odds that things are not going to spread and you'll be cured.
Right. So we go from stage one, where 90% 5-year survival rate. Then we go into this second, the regional stage, and there's a 70%. But get this, once the cancer has spread to the distant sites, meaning it's gone into other organs, it's gone to other places, there's only a 13% 5-year survival rate. Right. I'm 13% of those people.
Well, and it's like any of the cancers, obviously, the more places it's involved in, the poorer the outcomes. But on the flip side, there's some good news, is that there's some better and newer chemotherapeutic treatments coming through that hope that we can raise that 13% up.
Right. But having said that, I mean, our goal is not to put somebody through chemotherapy. I mean, we really want to prevent that. But even at this, when we talk about this last stage where it spread, 20% of colon cancers are found at that stage. All those people have ignored the symptoms. All those people have not gone in. They either blown it off, or they've been too scared to go see the doctor. But this is, you know, it's a numbers game. It's like high stakes poker, you know, really. You know what card you're being dealt, and are you going to gamble with them? I mean, that's really what's going on here.
Yeah, you can't bluff this.
Yeah.
You can't bluff colon cancer. You need to go all in and get it screened early.
Right. Well, let's go over some ethnic connections. So there's different ethnicities that are a little more prone to having colon cancer. But I want to preface this by saying that just because you may not fall into one of these does not mean that you're not at risk. Everybody is at risk. Some are at more higher risk than others.
So, you know, Ashkenazi Jews, these are Jewish people that immigrated to Eastern Europe over 1,000 years ago. They definitely have a higher rate of colon cancer, and they have a lot of the women have an increased risk of breast cancer. So obviously there's a genetic connection there.
Bad genes. Those folks are at risk for everything.
Why is that? That's true. I mean, in a lot of things we've talked about, that comes up time and time again, that Ashkenazi Jew.
I don't have an answer. I mean, one would be, you know, one theory is that because they are a very tight-knit group of people, there's not a whole lot of outside genetic influences, so mm-hmm. they tend to, you know,
maybe some more mutations.
Marry within the community. So, I mean, if you have the BRCA genes and some of those genes, that, you know, it tends to get concentrated or got concentrated in that population because they stayed within their community. So it's actually kind of interesting that here in the United States, there was a group of folks up in northwestern New Mexico that had a high risk of breast cancer, but they were Catholic, and they, you know, but they had some Jewish practices in their home. You know, they covered mirrors when there was a funeral and things like that. And they actually had the state historian went in there and found out that these people immigrated from Spain during the Spanish Inquisition, and indeed their ancestries were Jewish, and thus the reason the higher incidence of the breast cancer and such, but they practiced Catholicism outwardly, just like, you know, because of the Inquisition and such, for generations, and because they were an isolated community up in the mountains of northwestern New Mexico, same thing. They didn't have a whole lot of outside genetic influences, and so they tended to have higher and higher incidence of these cancers. So it's kind of an interesting sociological study.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, another statistic when we talk about ethnicity is in the African-American men and women, they actually have a higher risk of developing colon cancer and a lower survival rate. So that's been really up for discussion as to why is that a lower survival rate?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Yep. So that's my theory.
That's your theory?
Yep. So, I mean, they've done studies with African Americans. It was always attributed to socioeconomic access to health care, et cetera, et cetera. When they controlled for those sociological variables, you know, they had an Anglo family and an African American family lived 3.2 miles from the hospital, same economic income, et cetera. The outcomes were still worse. This was for all cancers in the African American population. But they didn't take the study the next step and say, look for causes. But I think their immune systems are down.
You know, that's a really good theory. I think it is. I mean, right. I think a lot of times they blame it on different things, but that's a great theory. All right, we've got to give a shout-out to our military. Hey, guys and gals, we are so glad you're listening. We can watch the downloads on iTunes. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Have you felt that nudge? You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your family. Schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about colon cancer, and this is a really important topic. It is the second leading cancer death cause in the United States. So we want to help you survive. The really most important, biggest thing we have to tell you is that it's 99% preventable. That's right. Preventable. So if you know of somebody, and a lot of people do, you know of somebody who has died of colon cancer, that death could have been prevented. And what we're here today to do is to help you prevent yourself from developing colon cancer and passing away from it, because it doesn't have to happen. It really doesn't. If it's found early, there's a 90% survival rate. And if it's found precancerous, like as a polyp, it's 100%. So these are, you know, you can shift the odds in your favor.
Yeah, but let's go, there may be a step even further. So, I mean, what they're looking at now is there would be blood testing that would allow you to identify persons that are at high risk for developing polyps and then subsequently cancer, that you could pick these folks up even sooner. So there's actually a test on the market now that's available just in your routine labs that you can send to the local lab that measures for some DNA material that's released when you do have colon cancer. Now, obviously, the problem there is you already got it. But if you've got people, for whatever reason, can't or won't do a colonoscopy, you can do this blood test. And if it's negative, then the likelihood of colon cancer is pretty low, less than 10%. If it's positive, then, you know, maybe that's enough that you can convince them to go ahead and do some type of diagnostic procedure and find it out. So we're moving in that direction that we're going to have a much more simple screening method for these cancers than having to drink the nasty stuff.
Yeah, but right now, drinking the nasty stuff is the way it is. And you may not like it. It may sound like something really gross to you. The whole idea of getting a colonoscopy may sound like something really gross to you. But let me tell you, dying of colon cancer is much grosser. It definitely is. And you think that 24 hours of a clean out prep is a bad thing? Well, dealing with colon cancer is a whole lot worse. So we're going to take you step by step through what happens when you're going to have a colonoscopy. We're going to take the mystery out of it. We're going to take the fear out of it. We're going to go step by step. So basically, you're either going to have this as a screening just because you're going to request to get an order for a colonoscopy, or you may be getting this because you have gone in with symptoms and the doctor said, okay, now you got to go have a colonoscopy. Either way, get it done. But here's what happened. You're going to get a prescription for either a virtual or an optical, or you're going to get a referral for that. But somehow a doctor is going to basically make an order for those, and then you're going to be given a PrEP. Now, the preps are a little bit different. Sometimes you have to drink stuff out of a jug. Sometimes you have to take different pills. Sometimes you have to drink stuff out of a jug and take different pills. It's a little bit different because the technique and the physician, and in the case of the virtual colonoscopy, the radiologist, they all have protocols they want. So when you call your brother who says, well, I didn't have to do that, just know you're going to be doing the correct prep for the test center you're going to and the radiologist or the gastroenterologist that is going to be either reading those films if it's a virtual or doing the actual procedure if it's a gastroenterologist. So you take your PrEP. Means you're going to have to not drink anything outside of clear liquids. You're going to not be able to eat a meal. And then you're also going to have to be near a toilet. Yes, you're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and it's all in how much you like the patient, too. I mean, if there's a really, you know, nice patient, there's some preps we can do for those. Yeah, we can use those as a little bit of training.
Really?
Yeah. We have different preps, yeah. So be nice when you come in and talk to us. You get the good prep.
And, you know, preps change from time to time also, and they're... doctors are always looking for a prep that's going to be a little easier to take, a little easier to stomach.
Unless you're Dr. Anderson.
Yeah.
let me go to my cabinet.
We've been doing this 25 years. Has the prep changed? No, it's just variations.
No, it's changed. It's changed.
A little bit.
The liquid you drink is a lot more palatable, flavored better, and all the rest
of
it.
Nobody is serving that up at a cocktail party, I promise you.
No, I think Jim, our producer, has agreed to have a colonoscopy and have it videoed and put on YouTube. Is that right? He says he'll do it. Okay.
So this is a really important thing. So basically, yes, you're going to have to go to the bathroom, and you're going to have to go to the bathroom a lot. Here's the reason you have to do the prep correctly. Because if you are getting a colonoscopy, you only want to do this once. If you don't do the prep correctly, and you go in either to the surgery center or the hospital where they're going to put you a little under, kind of twilight you, and the gastroenterologist is going to do that procedure, he needs to make sure that he can see everything, that there's nothing that's in the way.
Yeah, the worst thing you get is a report back from the GI doc that says, procedure was limited due to retained fecal material, suggests repeat colonoscopy in 6 months. It's like,
really? I know.
Now I got to drink this stuff again. So.
Yeah, and in the virtual, same thing. So basically, if you have an optical, it's a long tube, you're twilighted, which means you're kind of put to sleep. You cannot work the rest of the day. Someone needs to drive you home.
That means your spouse can ask you questions and you'll answer them truthfully, so don't let them in there.
And then if you are having the virtual, it's actually done on a CT machine and a CT reconstruction, so we can see the inside and the outside of your colon. This is the type of colonoscopy we do on our platinum level physicals. So people come in and they are basically with us for a half of a day. They're going through a battery of tests. They're also having a colonoscopy because we want to literally take you head to toe and give you either a clean bill of health or tell you, talking about clean bill of health, we're sorry, we got Dr. Gammon under the weather here. He's being a real trooper. But take you under from head to toe to find out what you need to do, what we can do to help you, and how we can get you on the best path to living a long and a healthy life.
The virtual colonoscopy has some advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is you don't have to be put to sleep. A very small tube is put in your rectum just to inflate your intestine with air.
Carbon dioxide.
Usually carbon dioxide. And
feels like you're having gas.
And in the virtual, as Judy mentioned, all the organs are imaged inside the abdomen and pelvis, so it's a screen for cancer as well of those organs. And then also on the colonoscopy itself, inside the colon, there's little pieces of tissue we call valves. So when a doctor does an optical colonoscopy, he puts the tube in, he can only see the front side of the valves. The virtual colonoscopy will see both sides of the valves. So they're both about the same in accuracy. Optical or virtual are both about 82% accurate. So there's advantages and disadvantages. With the virtual, once you're done, you can go back to work. Yeah. You know, you don't have to miss work. And if it's negative, you're completely done. Disadvantage, of course, is if some polyps are found, then you have to go do the other optical one to remove those polyps. But I explain to my patients, even if you have both, you're going to have one heck of a good checkup doing both. The rate of finding things is way over 90% because you're having both. So it's not a bad thing. The technology can help you.
Right, and they know exactly to where to go in and get that polyp. I mean, we've actually had people where we've told the gastroenterologist, okay, there's a polyp at so many centimeters and so many centimeters and so many centimeters. They go in, and they couldn't find them at first. They actually had to look for them, which means those would have been missed on the optical. So that's really important. And then just... I want to share just real quickly. Like Dr. Gammon said here, it's about screening in the virtual. It's about seeing other organs. We actually found tailbone cancer once on someone who was having a virtual colonoscopy. And that was, something that generally you don't get symptoms for until it's pretty bad or it's spread. And we saw it early, got him in with the surgeon very quickly. And he basically was back in the backyard playing with his boys in a couple weeks, and he's been cancer free.
Well, there's disadvantages and advantages. So the advantage of the virtual is you do get the CT scan abdomen pelvis. So not only that type of cancer, we found in a common one that we see is renal cell carcinoma, because they won't have symptoms and blood in their urine until it's significantly progressed. So you see those type things because you can actually see outside the colon and intra-abdominal organs, et cetera. So that's one advantage. The disadvantage, obviously, is that you can't go in there and retrieve or biopsy those polyps and send them out. So when you find polyps, now you have to go see the GI doc and have the therapeutic colonoscopy done to remove them. But at that point, most patients are pretty amicable about that. They're like, hey, okay,
yeah,
tell me I got something in there. I'll go get it done.
Let's get her done. Yeah, that's so true. I want to tell our listeners, don't forget, you can go on iTunes and you can download our podcast for free. So there's lots of topics we cover. I mean, you name it, we've covered it. A lot of times we have on with the celebrities, we have best-selling authors, we have leading scientists. So go on iTunes, look up the Staying Young Show, or as always, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com and you can link to the iTunes there and it'll take you to the page to learn more about what we do. And we've got Dementia Defender coming up. Write down this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. If you get the answer to the riddle correct for Dementia Defender and you call us and give us all your information, we'll send you a free copy of our book.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. If you're a man or woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. So forget the shots and those messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, biohormone pellet therapy that is more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. So call us at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Call us today at 817-552-4300.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, where we bring you information that you can use. We are always here to educate you and entertain you a little bit so that you can learn how to stay young and stay healthy. Today, we're going to have coming up in a few minutes the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So make sure you have this number written down, 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100. That is later in the show, but it's your chance to win a free copy of our book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, we've got a listener named Karen who is right here in our backyard. She actually is out of Irving, Texas, which is the same town that we record here at the Salem Radio Network. So we are so excited to have you on with us, Karen.
Cut down on shipping costs.
We don't ship them here.
Well, that was surprising.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, so just to remind you how it goes, we're going to ask you five questions. So as you get questions correct, if you get two of the questions correct, you're going to get resveratrol. If you get all five of the questions right, you're going to get the resveratrol, which is an anti-aging supplement. For our listeners who are not playing, they can get that at StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. And then if you get all five right, you actually can get our Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. I'm telling you, we sell out of this stuff. It always happens that people get it and then their friends call us and pretty soon it's like they should seriously have like a party and just slather themselves in this stuff. But if you get all five right, we'll send you some. And for our listeners, they can go to StayYoungSkin.com, StayYoungSkin.com to learn more about Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right. First question, how many fat cells does the average adult have? So think in terms of not quite the national debt, but not far off.
8 million.
Significantly higher, 40 to 50 billion.
Oh,
wow.
Right.
Okay, you can still get two right and get resveratrol. Here we go.
Okay.
This one can be a little tricky. What was the first human organ to be successfully transplanted? The first human organ to be successfully transplanted, which organ would that be?
I'm going to say skin.
Oh.
Does that count?
That's an interesting one.
Oh, man, but you might be right.
We were referencing the kidney, but we're going to give that one to you.
Yeah, because I think you're actually right. All right, well, there, you got one down. All right, let's get another one.
All right, tricky one. Do identical twins have identical fingerprints?
They do not.
That's correct.
Woo! Okay.
No two sets of prints are alike, including those of identical twins. So on those crime shows where they show you that they got away with it because they couldn't prosecute one over the other, if they got prints, they can.
Oh, wow. Good to know. All right, so we've already gotten
next time you're going to off somebody.
We're going to send you the resveratrol because you got two down. Let's go.
Awesome.
Since you're a skin expert, this question is about the skin. The outer layer of our skin is called the epidermis. How often does it replace itself? How often do you get new skin?
How often do you shed your skin?
Yeah.
You get new skin once every 7 years.
No, it's every 4 weeks.
That's the taste buds. But that, you know what? That might be good because then we'd look really young, right? And then we
7 years? You want to turn over faster?
Maybe she was thinking about a new spouse every 7 years.
Oh, no.
7 year itch.
All right, final question.
Okay.
How many miles of blood vessels are there in the average human body?
Oh, my goodness. I know it's enough to go around the world more than once.
You're right.
Ooh, that's good.
But I cannot remember the exact distance.
Let's give you a multiple choice.
No, Jim just gave you a good.
He gave you the around the world is a winning answer. So.
Okay, we're going to give it to you, Jim, but it's about 62,000.
Jim is so buzzer happy. You know, I think you paid him off, Karen. Did you pay him off when he called you?
You know, I've got my way.
All right, wait. You know, why don't you leave us with a little piece of wisdom? You got anything you want to tell our listeners before we let you go?
You know, food is medicine. Let medicine be your food.
Very good.
Aristotle.
Woo, that's awesome. Okay, great. We're going to send you some resveratrol. Thank you for playing, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
All right,
Bye-bye.
You too. Well, she was fun.
She does, and actually she's got good advice, but it wasn't Aristotle who was the, I need Mr. Genius in here to, but as the old quote, who's the Greek, Hippocrates was the let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Is right? That who it was?
Yeah, and so she's right. So, I mean, yeah, that's a couple thousand years ago. Not much has changed.
It's very good wisdom, no doubt about it.
It's so funny. You're right. It's been so long, and we're still trying to convince people of that, and they just, I don't know, they don't listen. Well, I can tell you, if we're talking about food being medicine, that packaged processed food, the artificial sweeteners, the GMOs, consider that arsenic, right?
Well, arsenic is a little quicker death, but certainly it's bad for you. There's no doubt about it.
Do you have a better analogy?
You eat clean, don't eat dirty. I think that's a good analogy
don't
there.
Don't eat dirty.
Yeah, don't eat dirty.
Clean. So, I mean, it's clean. If it's got a barcode on it, you better be very suspect.
Yeah.
Which isn't 100% true because obviously they're putting barcodes on fruit and veggies and things like that. But if it's in a box, I've amended that and told Peyton, if it's in a box or a bag and it's got a barcode on it, you definitely need to be suspicious. And so it's only after it's vetted then you could have it.
It goes back to that good old advice, shop the perimeter of the store. Go the outside. That's where you're going to get your meats and your fruits and your veggies and stay away from that interior part, which is
well, where and you want organic fruits and vegetables. And ideally, farmers markets are even better because, you know, in the grocery stores, they pick the fruit early and it basically rots in the store. It doesn't really ripen. So there's a big difference there, too.
Rots in the store.
Well, it does.
I don't know. Really? Would you say rot?
Well, no, but they pick it before it's prime, before it's really at its highest nutrient levels because they've got to get it packaged and shipped into the store so that it's not going bad versus buy local and if it's picked fresh. But you're going to get a better product.
Well, that reminds me. Did you get those jalapenos and chili peppers I sent to you?
I did.
Today?
They're getting bigger, actually. I think I can put them on the grill now and they won't fall through.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I don't eat them. And everyone says, why do you grow these? You hate these things. I'm like, yeah, but Dr. Anderson will eat them. And then I feel like I'm really Farmer Judy because something's actually grown.
I eat them like candy. I grill them out. So. They're good for you. They're natural and organic. So.
If we don't, they are. So if we don't have a bad freeze, you're going to have a whole bunch more.
They keep the fleas off. Too.
They can lead to esophagitis.
No, peppers?
Or the other end.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? Judy was in a cabin. She left the cabin and she walked exactly 10 miles north. Then she walked exactly 10 miles west. Finally, she walked exactly 10 miles back to her cabin where she admired a bird. What kind of bird was it? Send in your answers.
All right, so this is what you do. You go to stayyoungamerica.com and you send in that Dementia Defender answer. Or you call us 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That number is toll-free, won't cost you anything. If you leave us your information, here's the thing. You got to leave your name and your number and your address so we can send it to you. This is so important. If you, and of course, you got to give us the right answer. But and turn down your radio. I've been getting a lot of people leaving messages for me, and I can't hear them, but I can hear us talking in the background. So turn down your radio when you call us. Give us all that information. And, we send out so many of these books. It's crazy. So and it's free. We don't charge you the shipping, nothing. We just want to educate you. It's what we do. It's really important to us that in our mission, in our goal in life, is to get as many people healthy and as many people living better lives than we can. I mean, as many as we can. And the only way we can do that is by giving you the information that you need. Go to stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. 910-3932.